Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Hachelam. We're now on Masechet Arachin, Daf Chet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the second Mishnah in the second Perek. Again, continuing with the theme of areas in which we have a range with a minimum and a maximum. In pochatin me'arba'a chodashim ha'me'ubarim bashana, v'ne'e yater al shmona. That last phrase will be a little difficult. We have no less than four months of 30 days in the year, and it seems not more than eight. We'll see what that means. Now, just to clarify, the year that we maintain is a solar lunar year, meaning we have months that are based on the lunar cycle of 29 days and change, and therefore some days will be 29 days, some months will be 29 days, some months will be 30 days. However, we do have to correct for the solar calendar to make sure that our holidays are in the proper seasons, and this is all material that we've dealt with at length in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Beit Din was in charge of ensuring both things, that the calendar stayed correct, but also that the alignment with the solar year stayed correct. And as such, they might have to adjust it by having an extra or one less Chodesh Me'ubar, a 30-day month, and that's what we're being presented with here, which was there would be no fewer than four full months, and it seems like no more than eight. Let's see how that plays out. The next three clauses in this Mishnah are not dealt with at all in the Gemara. They're dealt with in Mnachot, and the last one in Shabbat. Shtei Alechem Einachalim Pachot Mishnayim V'lo Yater Oshlosha. Shtei Alechem, that's eaten on Shavuot, is always eaten no less than the second day of its baking and no more than the third. In a regular year, it's baked on Erev Yom Tov and eaten the next day, second day. Whenever Shavuot is on a Sunday, so it's baked on Erev Shabbat and eaten on the third day of when it's baked. Lechem HaPanim was eaten on Shabbat. En Nechal Pachot Mitet, it could be eaten at no fewer than the ninth day of its being baked, which was the Erev Shabbat before, and then brought in on Shabbat and was there a whole week. V'lo yater al 11, no more than 11, and that would happen if Rosh Hashanah was on Thursday, Friday. It would be baked on Wednesday and eaten in the next Shabbat, which is its 11th day. Ein katan nimo pachot mi shmona v'lo yater al 12. A baby boy who is otherwise healthy will not be circumcised any fewer than 8 days from his birth. That's in a normal case. And the most would be 12 days. And the way that would play out would be as follows. If the boy was born on Wednesday evening during dusk, which means safek, whether or not he belongs to Yom Revi'i or Yom Chamishi of the next week, normally we would have the Brit Milah the next Yom Chamishi, which would be either the 8th or the 9th day. However, if the next Yom Chamishi and Shishi are Rosh Hashanah, then we will not have the Brit until Yom Rishon, until Sunday, and the reason is because we do not violate Shabbat or Yom Tov with the Brit unless it is most assuredly the 8th day. And in that case, it might be the 9th day, and so therefore we would not do it until Sunday. Okay, the Gemara again is going to focus its entire discussion on the issue of the months. My lo nirei yater al shmona, that second clause, that it seems not more than eight. What does that mean? We have machloket Rav Huna and Ula. Am Rav Huna lo nirei chachamim maver yater al shmona. Very straightforward. The Chachamim made sure that there were no fewer than four, and they made sure that it didn't seem appropriate to have more than eight. Why? Maishna Atishadlo, why would they not have nine? Because Imkein Kadim Ati, see how Atlata Yomi. Here's what would happen. Every time you have an extra Chodesh Me'ubar, you are putting a false date in, which then pushes Rosh Hashanah further off. And Rosh Hashanah is the key issue because on Rosh Hashanah people expect to see a new moon. And here what will happen is they will see the new moon, with a gap of 3 days from Rosh Hashanah, because a lunar year really should be 354 days, which should mean 6 Me'ubar and 6 Chaser, 6 months of 29, 6 of 30. If you have 9, that means you've added 3 extra days into the count, and that means now that the new moon is going to appear 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Hashtanamik HaKadim Ati Treyomi, but even with 8 months, you're still going to have the moon show up 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. What's the concern here? People are going to take a look at it and say, the rabbis don't know what they're talking about. Here, we're calling it the first day of the month, and the new moon showed up 2 days early. So the answer is Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We'll see this a little bit later on in our sugya. Kagon Shaita Shana Mu'uberet. In a case where it was a Shana Mu'uberet, and the added month of the previous year, the second Adar, was 30 days. So in that case, we are already 1 day back of the schedule, and therefore, as a result, it'll only be 1 day in advance, not two. That is only if we accept that the extra month is a 29-day month. So if the second Adar is a 29th, sorry, if the extra month, the added month, which would be really Adar Rishon, would be a 29-day month, then what we've done is we've corrected, because we now have Dal Yarcha Malia V'Hada Yarcha Chasera, one of the extra full months, now it cancels out with this extra 29-day month, and now all we are is 1 day ahead, because consider it as if we had only 7 Mu'ubar. Vakati Chad Yoma, so it's now 1 day off. So a lot of time in Shi. People see the moon, new moon appear, Erev Rosh Hashanah, they don't pay attention, they don't care. 1 day is no big deal. That's Rav Huna. Ul has the opposite take on the Mishnah. Lo Nireh means Lo Nireh L'Chachamim L'Chaser Yater Al Shmona, meaning that we have no fewer than 4 Malay, and the Chachamim did not find it appropriate to have more than 8 Chaser. Why? Umaytama kamar, meaning the two parts of the Mishnah are linked. Matamim pachtim mi'arba chodashim u'brim shana. Why is it that we have no fewer than 4 full months? Shum davar ne'er l'chachamim achaser yoter shmona, because the Chachamim did not want to have more than 8 missing months. Now, ask the same question. Mishnah tishar lo, why didn't they want to have 9 deficient months, or 29-day months? Imkein mi'yatra si'ar atlat ha'yomi, because then the same problem inverted. Then the new moon would show up on the 3rd of Tishrei. So Hashanah miatra treyomi, but now it's going to show up on the 2nd of Tishrei instead of on the 1st. Or should we say on the 3rd instead of the 4th, but still 2 days late. Rosh Hashanah going Shaita Shana Mu'uberet. Now let's flip it. We'll take Rosh Hashanah's Ukimta, which is that the previous year was a Shana Mu'uberet. And, but there, Hashanah going Shaita Shana Shana Mu'uberet, and that it was a full month, that the added month is 30 days. Talyacha Chaser Bahadi Yacha Malia, so one of our added deficient months gets cancelled out with the added full month, and it's as if you only had 7. Vakat ikachad yoma, and now it's 1 day late. So then Savri itchazur itchaziv an lavadatin. So people will see the new moon show up on the 2nd day, and they'll say, well, it probably appeared already, and nobody actually took the time to testify. So that's why it got delayed. Okay. So what is the essential machloket in Rav Huna and Ula? Bibur Shana. The machloket is, because in both cases, the only way that they're allowing for their range is if the previous year was a Shana Mu'uberet. The question is, what's that added month, the 13th month? What is it? Tanakama Bibur Shana Shloshim. Tanakama says the extra month is 30. Rabbi Shem Gamliel Mechodesh, it's 29. Okay, which then explains why we're either saying that 8 is the maximum of Malay or 8 is the maximum of Chaser. Now, Meitave Einatzer Chala Alabi Yom Henef. Yom Henef means the same day as the Omer is brought. Shavuot is always the same day as the Omer, 7 weeks later. That's built into the calendar. Ve'ein Rosh Hashanah Chala Ela Omer Yom Hanef Ola Ori Buro. And Rosh Hashanah will always fall on the same day of the week as Shavuot, same day as the Omer, or the next day. Always same day of the week or the next day. In our calendar, by the way, it's always the next day. Now, Bishtamala Ula, according to Ula, it makes sense why Dishmona Chaserin Avdinan Mu'ubarin Lo Avdinan. He says, we will make up to 8 Chaserin, 8 months of 29 days, but we will never make 8 Mu'ubarin. So, Mishkacha Lashnein Chaser Yobiyamanef. If 2 of the summer months between Shavuot and Rosh Hashanah are Chaser, let's say Tammuz and Av are both Chaser, then Rosh Hashanah will fall out on the same day of the week as Shavuot. Give, for example, the year that this is being recorded, Tavshin Ayin Bet. Shavuot is going to be on a Sunday, and Rosh Hashanah is going to start on a Monday. But if, let's say, the month of Av was only 29 days, which it's not, then Rosh Hashanah would fall out on the same day, Sunday. Echad Malay v'Echad Chaser, if one was Malay, one was Chaser, as we do, or Iburo, then Rosh Hashanah is going to be the next day, Monday. So according to Ula, this statement, which is that Rosh Hashanah will always fall on the same day of the week or the next day as Shavuot works out. Rav Huna de Amar Avdin and Me'ubarin, but according to Rav Huna, who says that we could make up to 8 full months. Sometimes Rosh Hashanah could be 2 days later than Shavuot, which means if you have, let's say, both Tammuz and Av be Malay, then Rosh Hashanah in a year where Shavuot was on a Sunday would end up on a Tuesday. So Amalecha Ravuna would turn around and answer, Lula Minecha. Ula's position is also not so clear, because Shmona Huda Lo Avdinan Hashiva Avdinan, he said you won't make 8 Chaserim, but you'll make 7 Chaserim. What if you don't make them in the winter and you make them in the summer? The chaserim. So you're also going to end up with Rosh Hashanah being 2 days after the day of Shavuot instead of one. El hamani acherim hi. So Rav Huna would answer that point that was authored by Acherim, the famous statement of Acherim, Tanya Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeret Latzeret Ven Ben Rosh Hashanah Shana El Arba'im Bovad. Shavuot will always switch by 4 days, 4 weekdays from year to year, and Rosh Hashanah also, meaning Shavuot 1 year, the next year will be 4 days later in the week, and Rosh Hashanah same thing. If the year happened to be a Shana Muberet, Chamisha, then it would have one extra day popped in, because that's a 29-day month, adds in one more day into the week. Now, Sof L'Acherim B'Yomaneflo Mishkacha, but Acherim are also messed up, because they can't have Rosh Hashanah fall out on the same day as Shavuot, because after all, they said that there is a 4-day gap between Rosh Hashanah and the next Rosh Hashanah, etc. This is where Rav Shoshai originally said it. If the previous year was Shana Muberet, and Ibur Shana Shloshim Yom, and if you say that the added month is a 30-day month, then you will end up having Rosh Hashanah be on the same day as Shavuot. If you then cancel out the chaser against this malay, you'll end up on the same day as Shavuot, same day of the week. So he turns to Rav and he says, what are Acherim doing with this 4 days between Shavuot and Shavuot, 4 days before Shavuot, what are they, just telling us a calendar? The answer is, that Beit Din does not have to have Edim come. Critical to know that Beit Din, even in a time when we're accepting witnesses, does not have to wait for witnesses when there is a built-in correction that they have to make in order to make the calendar work out. So Ravina has the following challenge. We have the hours within the day, meaning a lunar calendar is not 29 days. And it's not 29 and a half days. It's 29 days and eight hours, etc., and all sorts of fractions of an hour, the chalakim, and so therefore it can't be that every year it's exactly 4 days later. The answer is given late to b'chol shata lokachashiv. Since it doesn't happen every year, meaning it accumulates over several years and then we correct for it, therefore he didn't count it. On a normal year, it's a 4 day difference. V'af Shmuel savalak Rav Huna. Shmuel happens to agree with Rav Huna. How do we know that? And that's very important because Shmuel was the astronomer in Bavel. In our circles, Damashmuel ain shnat levana pchuta mishlosh meir chamishim eshtaim yom. The shortest a lunar year could be is 352 days. V'lo yiterah shlosh meir chamishim eshisha yom, and no longer than 356 days. Haketzad, how's that? Shnehem malein. If you have both hanging months, meaning both months that you're going to be flexible with, malei, then shisha, then you got 356. Shneim chaser, if they're both chaser, then shnayim, that's 352. In other words, there's 2 months and go either way, so there's going to be a 4 day differential between 356 and 352. Chad malei v'chad chaser, then arba'a, if you do one and one, then it's 354. Alright, so what he has is the possibility here of having up to 8, malei, like Rav Huna. We have a challenge. If a guy takes a Nazirut and says, I am a Nazir, as per the days of the solar calendar, solar year, Nazirut, he counts 365 days, solar year. But if he says, like a lunar year, He counts a year of 354 days. But according to Shmuel, he should be count 356 days, because sometimes a lunar year could be that. The answer is, when it comes to Nedarim, we follow the normal colloquy, the way people talk, and not the technical meaning of things. And we also use most years, and most years, or the average, shall we say, is 354 days, and that is what we count. Rebbe Sevar Lak Rav Huna. Rebbe also happened to agree with Rav Huna, as we'll see. Tatanya Masevi Asa Rebbe Tish'a Chaserim. There's a Girsa that says Rav Huna, but that certainly can't be in the Braita. Rebbe once made Tish'a Chaserim. He arranged the calendar so that there were 9 Chaser months in a year. And on Rosh Hashanah, the new moon showed up on the 1st of Tishrei. And it should, of course, been later than that. Rebbe was surprised. How did this happen? After all, we made 9 chaser months, which according to Ula, of course, you can't do. And the new moon showed up on time. So his son turned to him and said, Shema Shana Muberet Tata. You know, last year was a Shana Muberet. V'ibur Shana Lamed. And the added month is 30 days. And therefore, Ishtakana Sinu Shnei Malim. And last year we made both hanging months Malay. So Dal Tlata V'Hadi Tlata. So you have 3 extra days in the previous year of the 2 Malay months plus the extra month. And now, cross them out, they correspond to the Hadithlata, the 3 Chaser extra months that we did, because anything over 6 is going to be, weigh it down on the side of Chaser. And now everything, you made a perfect correction, everything is now exactly in line. Amalei Ner Yisrael Kein Have, and Rebbe turned to his son and called him Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel. Indeed, that's the way it played out. So, we have a delightful story here at the end, teaches us that Rebbe indeed did hold like Rav Huna and allowed himself to make that many chaserim. Okay, I'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up now with another Mishnah about range, which is going to enter us into a delightful sugya about Shira B'Mikdash, which will take us nearly to the end of the parak. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.